Day 416, Tuesday, May 21st. 1 Kings 15 1, 15, 1 Kings 15 25, 34, and 2 Chronicles 13, 14 and 15. 1 Kings 15 1 to 15 NKJV. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, by setting up his son after him and by establishing Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. So Abijam rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa his son reigned in his place. In the 20th year of Jeroboam king of Israel, Asa became king over Judah, and he reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. His grandmother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Abishalom. Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David, and he banished the perverted persons from the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. Also he removed Maacah his grandmother from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah, and Asa cut down her obscene image and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days. He also brought into the house of the Lord the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils. 1 Kings 15 25, 34, and 1 Kings 15 25 to 34 NKJV. Now Nadab the son of Jeroboam became king over Israel in the second year of Asa king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin. Then Baasha the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him. And Baasha killed him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, while Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Baasha killed him in the 3rd year of Asa king of Judah, and reigned in his place. And it was so, when he became king, that he killed all the house of Jeroboam. He did not leave to Jeroboam anyone that breathed, until he had destroyed him, according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite, because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he had sinned and by which he had made Israel sin, because of his provocation with which he had provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha king of Israel all their days. In the 3rd year of Asa king of Judah, Baasha the son of Ahijah became king over all Israel in Tirzah, and reigned 24 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin. 2 Chronicles 13 1-22 NKJV. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abijah became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Mishaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah set the battle in order with an army of valiant warriors, 400,000 choice men. Jeroboam also drew up in battle formation against him with 800,000 choice men, mighty men of valor. Then Abijah stood on Mount Zemaraim, which is in the mountains of Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, Jeroboam and all Israel, Should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever, to him and his sons, by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon the son of David, rose up and rebelled against his Lord. Then worthless rogues gathered to him, and strengthened themselves against Rehoboam the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and inexperienced and could not withstand them. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord, which is in the hand of the sons of David, and you are a great multitude, and with you are the gold calves which Jeroboam made for you as gods. Have you not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and made for yourselves priests, like the peoples of other lands, so that whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and seven rams may be a priest of things that are not gods? But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. And the priests who minister to the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites attend to their duties. And they burn to the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. They also set the showbread in order on the pure gold table, and the lampstand of gold with its lamps to burn every evening. For we keep the command of the Lord our God, but you have forsaken him. Now look, God himself is with us as our head, and his priests with sounding trumpets to sound the alarm against you. O children of Israel, do not fight against the Lord God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper. But Jeroboam caused an ambush to go around behind them, so they were in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them. And when Judah looked around, to their surprise the battle line was at both front and rear, and they cried out to the Lord, and the priests sounded the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. Then Abijah and his people struck them with a great slaughter, so 500,000 choice men of Israel fell slain. Thus the children of Israel were subdued at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with its villages, Jeshanah with its villages, and Ephron with its villages. So Jeroboam did not recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. But Abijah grew mighty, married 14 wives, and begot 22 sons and 16 daughters. Now the rest of the acts of Abijah, his ways, and his sayings are written in the annals of the prophet Iddo. 2 Chronicles 14:1 to 15 NKJV. So Abijah rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa his son reigned in his place. In his days the land was quiet for 10 years. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, for he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places, and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to observe the law and the commandment. He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him. And he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore he said to Judah, "Let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army of 300,000 from Judah who carried shields and spears, and from Benjamin 280,000 men who carried shields and drew bows. All these were mighty men of valor. Then Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came to Maresha. So Asa went out against him, and they set the troops in battle array in the valley of Zephatha at Maresha. And Asa cried out to the Lord his God, and said, "Lord, it is nothing, for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God, do not let man prevail against you. So the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled, and Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar. So the Ethiopians were overthrown, and they could not recover, for they were broken before the Lord and his army, and they carried away very much spoil. Then they defeated all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they plundered all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They also attacked the livestock enclosures, and carried off sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles 15:1-19 NKJV. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law, but when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in, but great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the lands. So nation was destroyed by nation, and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. But you, be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage, and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Then he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and those who dwelt with them from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, for they came over to him in great numbers from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered to the Lord at that time 700 bulls and 7,000 sheep from the spoil they had brought. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Then they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and ram's horns. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul, and he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. Also he removed Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah, and Asa cut down her obscene image, then crushed and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless the heart of Asa was loyal all his days. He also brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils. And there was no war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading plan states, establishing the chronology of the kings of Israel and Judah is not a straightforward exercise, and Abijam's reign provides a simple example. He begins his reign in the 18th year of Jeroboam. His son Asa begins his reign in the 20th year. Yet Abijam, called Abiah in 2 Chronicles 13, and Abiah in 1 Chronicles 3, is said to have reigned 3 years. This may be because he reigned during portions of 3 years. But more likely, there was some overlap or co-regency, shared rule, in their reigns. This was done with David and Solomon, and is a fairly common occurrence among the kings, albeit not always stated directly. In 2 Chronicles 13, Abiah's mother is given as Mishaiah, the daughter of Uriel. 1 Kings 5 says she was Makkah, which is probably a second name or variant, just as Abijam himself had different forms of his name. Makkah is also listed in some translations as the daughter of Abishalom, but granddaughter, as in the New King James Version, seems more likely. She can have only one father, and Abishalom is probably David's son Absalom, who had been killed many decades earlier. By way of explanation, ancient Hebrew was typically written with consonants only, no vowels, so spelling variations among names are fairly common. While most of Abijam's story is recorded in Chronicles instead of Kings, the reference in 1 Kings 15:7 to the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah is apparently to some other book, as our book of Chronicles appears to have been written long after the books of Kings. In our next reading, we will see a reference in 1 Kings 14:19 to the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel, yet another book. As is often the case, Chronicles relates a story that emphasizes the priesthood and the more positive aspects of the Davidic kings. Of course, putting together all the accounts in scripture of a particular ruler's life yields a more complete picture. Abijam was not given a high rating in 1 Kings 15:3, yet Chronicles records an appeal to Jeroboam that illustrates how the proper temple worship, compare Ezekiel 44:15. Ezekiel 48:11, continued under most of the Jewish kings, often with the king's approval, even when the king saw no personal need to steer himself or the nation clear of idolatry. The victory over Jeroboam is attributed to Judah's reliance on God. Verse 18. Asa, Nadab, Baasha. The war between Abijam and Jeroboam set up a period of peace for Abijam's successor, Asa, one of the most righteous and zealous kings of Judah. During much of his reign, Asa carried out extensive reforms, which we will see more about in our next reading. For turning to God, Asa was blessed with an entire decade of peace, during which he was able to fortify the kingdom. But while Asa was enjoying quiet, the kingdom of Israel was suffering great internal turmoil. In Asa's second year, the independent northern kingdom lost its founding king. Then Jeroboam's son Nadab lasted less than 2 years before the first of Israel's seven changes of dynasty took place. As prophesied by Ahijah, 1 Kings 14:10, Baasha was very thorough in getting rid of Jeroboam's descendants. But he did not prove to be any better at obeying God. Asa's faith and reforms. After 10 years of peace, Judah was challenged by an enormous Ethiopian army of 1 million men. Since Egypt was strong at this time, in the wake of Pharaoh Shishak's reign, during which the Ethiopians fought for the Egyptians, 2 Chronicles 12:3, it is likely that Zerah and his forces were mercenaries of Egypt. This battle takes place about 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem at Maresha. Thanks to the intervention of God, 2 Chronicles 14:12, Asa miraculously defeats the 1 million-man army and pursues the fleeing remnants to Gerar, another 25 miles further to the southwest. Asa's reliance on God and subsequent victory, his response to the encouragement of the prophet and his revival of temple worship encouraged many in the northern kingdom to defect to him. The King James Version refers to Makkah, daughter, granddaughter, of Absalom, as the mother of Asa, 1 Kings 15:13, and that is the literal Hebrew. Yet, she is also listed as the mother of Asa's father Abijam. The New King James Version therefore substitutes grandmother in verse 13. Apparently something happened to Asa's real mother, and the fact that his grandmother is referred to as his mother could imply that he was actually reared by his grandmother. It is a tribute to Asa's character that he recognized her idolatry and deposed her from the honored position of queen mother, which she continued to hold from Abijam's reign. And, 1 Kings 15, verse 13, the John Gill commentary states regarding the obscene image of Asherah, which had its name from horror and trembling, either because it was of a terrible aspect, or injected horror into its worshippers, or brought terrible calamities and judgments upon them. According to some Jewish writers, it was a priapus, of an obscene figure, and so others, who suppose she presided over the sacred rites of this impure deity, the same with Baal Peor, and the heathens used to place priapus in their gardens, to fright away birds, see Gil on Jer underscore 49:16, others take it to be Pan, from whence the word panic, used for any great fright.